You are now listening to Radio of Arabia, where the Rams rock the mountain.
Good morning, everyone. Today is October 16th, and it's actually Nerds vs. Jocks here on Arabia Mount High School. I am Stone C. Ram.
I am Casey Williams.
And here are your morning announcements. Attention staff, students, and teachers, there are still copies of the 2013 yearbook for sale. The book is only $60, and last year's book was the best one yet. Stop our room D106 and see Ms. Jones to secure your copy before they run out. Attention 4-H Club members and interested students, the October meeting is the 24th. Again, that October 24th and is in room D111 and from 3:30 to 4:30. FFA members, the October chapter meeting is Thursday the 17th from 3:30 to 4:30. Please be on time for the start of opening ceremonies. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes and Friends will meet on Thursday morning, October 17th, from 7:30 a.m. to 7:50 a.m. in the auditorium. Please bring a friend. Attention competitive TSA members, we'll be having a one-on-one meeting on Tuesday, October 15th, in room 8125, from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Attendance is mandatory.
And today we have a special guest. Today we have Edward Long, student minister of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church. How are you doing today?
I'm well, man. Good morning. What's happening, Sheldon?
Not much, sir. How about you?
Doing good. Proud to be here, over here at Arabia Mountain High School, and representing on the podcast, the internet radio. I'm very proud of you all. First of all, I want to say that off the top. And a special shout out to Mrs. A. Mamon for orchestrating and putting this together, going over and above even what's being asked of her. So big thumbs up to everybody. What's happening?
All right, thank you. So what are you doing here at Arabia Mountain today?
Well, I stopped by because there's various partnerships that the school is trying to forge with you all's auxiliary or elective classes that you the students are allowed to take, things like Future Business Leaders of America, some of your culinary arts departments and technology and engineering, and then audio and visual broadcasting as well. And so that's more so my strength, the latter of those. And so gleaning off that, and just coming in to share a few things with you all, and also to pick up on what the needs of the school is, and what the needs of this part of Lithonia is, and just playing my part in exposure for you all.
All right, that's good. So what really got you into the broadcast radio field?
I was just like you all, 10th grade, 9th grade, 11th grade, and playing football over at Stevenson High School. Shouts out to the Jaguars, go Rams. And so we were over there and playing football and running track and things of that nature. I always had a little knack for music, but on top of that, I just look for other ways to just stand out and be utilized more than just on the field. And people always told me I had a distinct voice and a confidence behind the camera and also on the microphone. And so that just inspired me to, take a look at it and see where I could go with it. And so it started there. I went down to Florida A&M University. I got on the air down there, WANM 90.5. And from there, I started my own syndicated broadcast and a few internships here throughout Atlanta with V103 and Hot 107.9, etc. My first job out of college was with a station that no longer exists, was part of Cox Broadcasting or Cox Enterprises. At that time, it was 97.1 Jams. I want to thank all of those, Mr. Tony Keat and Jay Dixon, for giving me the opportunity. And here most recently, we had a broadcast on Streets 94.5 here in Atlanta. So that's been somewhat of my career as it concerns radio. Also a few ventures in television on the Inspiration Network with the Mixmasters Lounge Show, etc. And it's all just been about music and putting good, positive music in the air.
That's good. So do you have any, last advice for people who want to get into broadcast video?
Broadcasting is different. The structure is, it's different. When you're looking at traditional business and the approach, you would go somewhere and get a degree and then put in your application and get hired. If it's medicine or politics or whatever the case may be, they have their inroads pretty much set. With video production, with audio production, etc., people are just waking up in the morning and saying, you know what, I'm going to become a producer starting right now by just putting a video up on YouTube, editing something on my phone, using more amateur software and applications, but still being able to get some sort of success out of that. So I hate to say it in this manner, but it's a hustle. And so my advice to you all is to figure out what it is that you want to do and then go ahead and run full speed ahead with that. And never take no for an answer. There's always a yes. Just find out what your niche is in that space and push forward.
All right, thank you. Thank you. That was great. Michael?
All right. One last announcement, Rams. Today is the day to vote for who you believe should best represent your class on the homecoming court. The boy and girl you vote for should represent your class should embody three S's: scholarship, spirit, and service. Voting for your class representatives will take place during each lunch today. Please be aware that today is your only day to vote for your grade level class representatives. Homecoming dance tickets will also be sold during each lunch. Tickets are $10, and the last chance to purchase tickets will be at Friday after lunch. There will be no tickets sold at the door. Now, congratulations to all candidates making the 2013 Royal Homecoming Court. Best of luck to all of you. The 2013 Royal Homecoming Council cannot wait to crown our soon-to-be kings and queens. We'll be back after these messages.
Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. In 2009 alone, nearly 500,000 people were killed or injured in distracted driving crashes. The U.S. Department of Transportation is leading the effort to stop texting and to stop cell phone use behind the wheel. Since 2009, we have held two national distracted driving summits, banned texting and cell phone use for commercial drivers, encouraged states to adopt tougher laws, and launched several campaigns to raise awareness about the issue. Distraction.gov is your resource for learning more about distracted driving. Get the facts, get involved, and help us keep America's roadways safe. One text or call could wreck it all. Distraction.gov.
Alrighty, and we're going to leave you with one more announcement, quick announcement. Tower University will be in the theater October 18th at 9 a.m. Seniors, if you're interested in a meeting with the representative, please come by the council department and sign up. Passes will be given out Thursday, October 17th by Ms. Hamm in the council office.
And this has been the podcast for October 15th. October 16th, excuse me. And have a good day.